Hello. Welcome to the Temple of Kinnereth. I'm Aurora, a priestess here, as well as a healer. Feel free to stay as long as you like, but please do not bother any of our patients. Many of them are very ill and need rest. Speaking of which, you look like you could benefit from a little rest yourself. We don't have any spare beds for those who aren't sick, but if you need a place to stay, I would be happy to escort you to the inn just outside the district. There's also food and refreshments there if you find yourself famished from your journey. And you do look a little famished, if you don't mind me saying. Have you come a long way? Yes, I can tell. Why don't you come this way and let me look you over? Make sure everything is all right. As I said, I'm a healer, and it won't take long. Here, just take a seat and let me have a look at you. You may sit your things aside. I assure you, they are safe here. I do not allow thieves into the temple. And trust me, I know a thief when I see one. Oh well, with my experience, I've come to be able to get a good grasp on a person after meeting them. As a healer, I'm trained to see the aura of a person, and an aura will tell me everything I need to know. Speaking of auras, yours is a little dim. Yes, you're aware of it. I see it in your eyes. Is that why you have come to the temple, if you don't mind my asking? That's all right. We get people like you all the time. The weary, the tired, who are tired in more ways than one. The soul needs tending to, just as anything. Sometimes the spirit, the soul, is wounded and it needs mending, just as any cut or bruise might. Sometimes your soul knows this better than you do. It will instinctively seek out a haven, a place to mend itself. That's why some people are drawn to the temple, without really understanding why. Your aura reflects to me your soul, or your spirit, if you will. I can tell there is a cloud that hangs over. Kinnereth is the goddess of the sky, the air, the wind. With her help, the cloud will disperse, and the sun will shine through. I believe something inside of you knew that, and that is why you have come to us. And, if you allow me, as a healer of Kinnereth, I will aid you in mending this trouble, in soothing your soul. As I mentioned before, we only have beds here for those who need them most. But, examining your aura now, I believe it would benefit you to stay here in the temple. I think it will really help you, but the decision is yours to make. You do not have to make it now. If you don't mind, I would like to begin cleansing you of some of this negative energy that surrounds you. I'll just be running my hands all around you, just shifting through the energy. This alone won't remedy you, but it is a first step. You may close your eyes if you wish. Just relax for me. Think of something peaceful, something nice, something beautiful. Fill your head with thoughts that please you, that calm you. Imagine yourself on the beach, waves crashing into the shore, the sand so soft beneath your feet. The sun is warm on your skin, and the breeze blows by you softly. Imagine yourself on soft furs, curled up by a fire with a warm drink on a cold night. You are cozy and comfortable. The fire warms you on the outside. The drink, as it passes your lips, warms you on the inside. Concentrate for me. Think, imagine. What does it taste like? Is it sweet and smooth? Or does it have a spice? Think now what it tastes like as you drink it by the fire on salt. Her skins, with no worry in the world. Yes, take yourself somewhere you feel safe, somewhere you feel warm, somewhere that eases your mind and your body and your spirit. That's it. Just keep picturing it. In your mind's eye, feel it become real, as if you were actually there. Don't think about that negative energy. I am taking it away. Piece by piece, it is dissolving, leaving you. You can feel it, as if a weight is being lifted, as if you have been carrying around little stones in your pocket, and one by one I am taking them from you, bit by bit. The tension eases. You are feeling lighter now, as if the winds of Kinnereth herself could sweep you away and carry you off into a peaceful caress. Keep imagining those places. Let your thoughts flow as they do. Let the images come and will. Don't fight it. Observe it. Pay attention. Take in the details. What do these places look like? What do they smell like? What do they taste like? And more importantly, how do they make you feel? I want you to stay here, in this place, or places, these beautiful places, where you feel safe and peaceful. I want you to stay there. I'm going to lie you back onto the bed, but don't open your eyes. Keep imagining those beaches, and the fire pits, and anywhere else your mind is moving you to. These places are pieces of you, pieces of your soul. Pay attention to what you see. You see them for a reason. I am just running my hands over you, examining your aura, sifting through your energy, picking out, piece by piece, the bad and the dark. You feel yourself becoming lighter yet. You still don't want to tear yourself away from your mind. That is all right. Everything is all right. It will be all right. You, your soul, everything will be renewed. Everything will come full circle. Let it flow as fluidly as the breeze. That's right. Everything will unfold as it should. There are worlds and universes within you. Explore them. They are beautiful. They reflect who you are. Keep imagining those places. Let yourself be there. See them until they become real. They are real. Feel the breeze and taste the air. It's all right. It's all right. Ah, I see you have returned to us. Are you feeling refreshed? Wonderful. Well, you were out for quite some time. 3 days, actually. Yes, but don't worry, that is normal. Your aura is looking significantly better. Still needs a bit of work, but I definitely see a drastic improvement. Do you feel differently? I imagine so. Did you eat the food we left for you? Good. I think it is quite a good thing that you came to the temple when you did. And I am glad that Kinnereth led you here. I think this was the best place for you to begin the journey of your spiritual cleanse. I take it you have never been to the temple before, as I do not recall ever meeting you. Have you ever even visited White One before? Ah, well, you're in for a treat, though I don't recommend you start wandering around just yet. While you may have slept for 3 days, your body and your spirit were very hard at work, and they need to rest if they are to continue to heal. But since you've never visited a temple to Kinnereth before, allow me to offer you some enlightenment. Kinnereth is a goddess of the Nine Divines. She is the strongest of the sky spirits and is the deity of the heavens, the winds, the elements, and the unseen spirits of the air. Patron of sailors and travelers, Kinnereth is invoked for auspicious stars at birth and for good fortune in daily life. In some legends, she is the first to agree to Lorcan's plan to invent the mortal plane, and provides the space for its creation in the void. She is also associated with rain, a phenomenon said not to occur before the removal of Lorcan's divine spark. Our temple here in Winterhaven is a well-regarded place to celebrate and worship Kinnereth. It is also a place of healing, as you are aware. That is what occupies us most days now. While we have always tended to the citizens of Whiterun and the surrounding area, the war has brought many injured to our door. It has been quite a difficult time. Often we must make beds on the floor for the sick because there are just so many. Your Vasker is just across the way from the temple. I'm sure you've heard of the companions. That is where they make their home. We often tend to their injuries as well, and they have brought us many injured they have come across when returning from their travels. Skyrim is in chaos, and it is unfortunately not an uncommon sight to see someone sick or hurt left on the road. But the companions have assisted us where they can. They bring bedrolls for the patients. Some of them come over and offer to help with what they can. It has been difficult, and it has tested us, but we keep our faith and our hope and do what we are able. However, Whiterun, as I was saying, is a very revered place to worship Kinnereth. That has to do with the Gildagreen tree just outside here. It is a very sacred tree. It comes from the Eldergleam, an ancient tree blessed by the goddess herself. It is the oldest living thing in Skyrim, if not all of Temria. Our Gildagreen is the offspring of the Eldergleam. In the early history of Whiterun, a small piece was grafted from the Eldergleam and placed just outside in the city square. Not long ago, we were hit with a tragedy. The tree was struck by lightning during a bad storm and was badly burnt. I knew how to revive the tree. It needed sap from the Eldergleam, but I was not able to leave the temple when so many needed my help. But the tree was dying, and something needed to be done. Fortunately, a visitor arrived in Whiterun, a visitor who was, in fact, the Dragonborn. The Dragonborn offered to make the pilgrimage to the Eldergleam and retrieve the sap. And it was no easy feat, mind you. To pierce the tree and reach the sap took a very particular weapon that was dangerous to obtain. It's something that the hag ravens made for sacrificing spriggans. It's called Nettlebane. So the Dragonborn found these hag ravens, obtained Nettlebane, journeyed to the tree to collect the sap, and then came back to Whiterun. If the Dragonborn hadn't done this, or had arrived a day later, then I'm afraid Gildagreen would be lost by now. It is quite the tale. Come, let us go to the altar where you may meditate a while, so we can continue the healing process. Place your hand upon the statue and repeat after me. Come to me, Kinnereth, for without you, I might not know the mysteries of the world, and so blind and in terror, I might consume and profane the abundance of your beautiful treasures. Do you feel that? You have received her blessing. Take time to meditate here. I will return for you when the time is right.